Hello, my Duchess. Today is the 31st of January, 1971. The last day of January. Tomorrow starts a new month. I received your two letters, Duchess, just yesterday. It took a little while to get here, but part of that reason is because they went to Yusufi, and then Yusufi sent them here. Anyway, I was very happy to get them, and I just was waiting in anticipation to see if at the end of the letters, by that time you had opened any of the boxes, and you hadn't because you just hadn't gotten around to it yet. So anyway, I was glad that you did get the boxes and they arrived, and the next letter should be telling me what condition the items are in. That was fast, I think. Just over 2 weeks, I think, before you had them, which is pretty good. I assume they got flown all the way to the East Coast and then probably went to some Army base around Delaware or something and then up by American Express. That's very good. I had a laugh, though, Duchess. It probably was the worst time to send you all those boxes because you're not able to really handle them, for one thing, and then, like, where are you going to put everything? But like you said, Duchess, actually, when all the crates are gone, there isn't too much. I was hoping that the man who delivered them, American Express, I don't know whether they handle it or not, but I was hoping they would uncrate them. This would save you a tremendous headache. But I guess, I don't know whether they are supposed to do that. I thought they were, Duchess. I thought they were supposed to uncrate them to verify the condition. And I don't know. I guess they don't do it unless you really ask them to. Anyway, that's great. I'm glad you got all that stuff. The items, I think the sweaters were in the trunk, weren't they? Well, you let me know the next time I hear from you how they, if they fit or what, if you like them. Anyway. Well, and you also found out the bank amount for me. That was good. I was pretty close as to how many dollars was in there. I had a pretty good idea. But they must have stopped or changed their method because I used to get a statement, Duchess, every, I don't know, week or some month maybe, up until last August. And July, August, and then I didn't receive one since then. So it's all right, though. I have, I can pretty well guess what the amount is. But I was glad to get it verified. So that's pretty good, huh? I would say I'm a pretty lucky person. Anyway, all the good things you told me in the letter. I did get a note off to Aileen, this past week. I wrote it, and then I forgot to mail it. I carried it around for a couple of days before putting it in the mailbox. But I'm sure she'll get it. And that's about all I did in the way of communication. I did manage to locate some tapes, these small tapes. I have about a dozen of them, so that's good. I owe Cree Windus a tape. She had sent me a lovely box of goodies for Christmas, some cheese and things, and I never did thank her. But it's so much easier with the tapes, and of course, I only had a few left, and now I haven't had any since last time I spoke to you. But I got these yesterday, or the day before. I was up to Tuiwa, and one of the girls had a whole supply of these, so she gave me a dozen, which was great. So I'll talk to you for a while now. I came here, Duchess. I'm in the train now. The last tape I sent you, which was on the 20th, I put the new address on it. In fact, I'll put the symbol has changed a little bit, but I'll put it on this box. Anyway, I came the next day. I came here on the 21st, and it was disappointing, because Yusufi was under the impression that this whole special services office was set up ready to go. Well, of course it wasn't, Duchess, and it's par for the course when it comes to me, because this will be the third time we're trying this in the field thing, and it's always been the same, you know, complete disorganization and whatnot. Vera was lucky. She went out a few days after I did, but she had a desk and office and a major and personnel and a typist and everything like that. I came here on Thursday, and you know what was here? We had an empty Quonset building, which is fine. I don't mind it being the Quonset building because they had two air conditioners, but it was completely and totally empty. Nothing in it, not a desk, not a chair, absolutely nothing. And the two people who were here was Lieutenant Jonathan Newcomb, who is the special services officer. He's only a lieutenant. He's supposed to be a major. I mean, it calls for a major and a captain. So we have a lieutenant. And then we had a Sergeant Chamberlain. Both Sergeant and the Lieutenant have been in country less Dutchess than 1 week. Can you imagine? They don't know anything. Now, Jonathan has good background. He had he was the SSO at Fort Dix, New Jersey, and he just left there to come over here. And he also had been a custodian, Central Post Fund. So this is excellent background, but as he said to me, it's entirely different from how it operates in the States. Well, I'm sure it is. But the point was that we had this lieutenant and this sergeant and myself, and we're supposed to have a staff of 12. Well, we still don't have anybody else. But we didn't have a place to sit down. We had no telephones. We had, I finally managed to find a couple of latrines on post that I could use because there were no other American women on this compound. The place I'm working, Dutchess, is IFFV, I-F-F-V. It's One Field Force Vietnam. It's the highest headquarters in MR2. MR2 is the military regency. I'm the area director now for Military Regent 2, and IFFV is the highest headquarters. Well, it's a very small compound, the headquarters itself, very, very tiny. But I'm the only American woman there, assigned there to work, which is all right, nothing unusual over here. But, as I say, I had to, the post commandant says I can use his latrine because it's in a trailer, you know, and it has a door on it and everything, so that'll work out pretty well. And so most of the week, Jonathan was very busy because he had all these papers to write. We still don't know who we're working for, the G1 or the AG. Anyway, all the stuff started coming in. USAV was diverting, see, things from the headquarters to the area commands. And this poor sergeant doesn't know anything. He's an E8. I mean, he's going to retire next year, and he's very nice, but he doesn't have... I think he's a mechanic. I think he's a some kind of mechanic. I forget what kind he mentioned to me. And here he is, you know, supposed to be our top NCO for special services. Well, 3 days after I was here, he was in an automobile accident. Well, he was in a three-quarter truck, and somebody banged into him or something. Well, it snapped his back, and he had some problems before, and so he had to go to the dispensary, and then he had to go to Caramon to see a doctor. And he still isn't well. I mean, he has a lot of trouble with it. They gave him a corset-type thing, and he has to wear that. And he can't lift anything. So it's just Jonathan and myself and this injured sergeant. And I don't need them, Dutchess. I know my work. I mean, you know, I know pretty much what I have to do, and I go ahead and do it. But, like, anything that comes in, the sergeant says, Anne, what is this stuff on film accounts, what does this mean? What are they talking about? See, he doesn't know anything about it, and so I have to sit and help. And this, it just hurts my operation. Anyway, so all week I've been trying to get some desks. We got a couple of them. I still don't have mine. I gave one to John and gave one to the sergeant, but I don't have a chair to sit down on. And I scrounged up some filing cabinets, and I am scrounging up some more desks. I called up the Special Forces. They have their headquarters here. And I went over the very first day, and I spoke to the XO. They're in charge of all Special Forces Vietnam. And I talked to Colonel Patterson, and I told him I had all these needs, you know. And so I don't know what will come of it. I have, so far, nothing. But I also asked for some bedroom furniture. I have my room. I had exactly one bed and one chair. Well, I have a closet, and it's a good-sized closet. But I still need a dresser to put my clothes in. I mean, I have my clothes on the closet shelf, and I'd rather put them in a dresser. And so I managed to scrounge up a table. First, I had two beds in here, and I don't need two. I was afraid they might put transit female guests in here, so I got rid of the other bed. And, but the whole thing of this is that just, okay, now we have telephones here. We've been all week trying to get some telephones, and as I say, I have to stand up, I'm in there. I have to go use somebody else's phone when I want to make a phone call. It's completely and totally unorganized, see? That's my point. And then in March, the middle of March, we're all going to move from this location. We're going over to take over the Special Forces compound. The Special Forces are relocating someplace else. So, okay, this is the last day in January. So for 1 month, or 1 month and a half, we'll be operating, you know, setting up to tear down again, to move in March, about the middle of March. So it's very discouraging because everything, you know, I wanted to try and get some furniture and maybe a mirror and a lamp or something like that. I brought a number of things with me, but still the room is a little bare. And I'm up on the fourth floor and carry this stuff up only to move again in a few weeks. And this moving drives me up the wall. Anyway, so that's pretty much the story. It's not really bad. The room I have that just is really kind of nice. It has air conditioning, which I freeze to death. I keep it cold because if you don't, they have a lot of bugs. I have all these tiny ants all over the place. But then I have hot water. I have one of those French showers. I don't know if I told you about this. I think not, because I haven't made you a tape. And those are the kind that you you hold the spray handle of the shower in your hand, and they're fine, except you need three hands to take a shower. I wind up with water all over the place. Oh, the first night I was here, Duchess, this is funny. I was washing my hair, and the hot water spigot, the knob, came off. The pressure was too much, and the knob came off, and the hot water went all over the place. And my head was wet, you know, I soaked everything up. I threw on my bathrobe, and I went running down two flights of stairs because the lieutenant down there, he's in charge of billeting. And so I went running into his room, and there was a whole room full of men in there playing cards. And I go in and I say, pardon me, but my bathroom is flooding, you know. And there I am with my hair wet and my bathrobe on. And well, one of the officers came up, this colonel came up to fix it, and he got soaking wet, and he had on civilian clothes. He was just drenched. It really was bad. I had water all over the place. And I still haven't fixed that knob. I have to be very, very careful with it. So at least I have hot water, though, so I really should not complain.